Hello guys, welcome to another beautiful episode of your favorite podcast, Life and Relationship Realities with Onome. And the voice you're listening to is no other person but that of your one and only host, Onome Olukolade Olamuchu. How are you guys doing today? I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, happy Thursday. And I wish you a blessed weekend ahead. Today I want to talk about a very important topic, but before I do that, I want to take a minute to appreciate you guys for always listening to me. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for always. I really appreciate. So today I want to talk about a very important topic, and I tag it selflessness in relationship or marriage. Been married for 5 months now, I can say that the topic of selflessness is really important, and it is what's been discussed because it is something that I find so relevant every day in my marriage. I've been learning about it right from when I was cutting, but even in marriage, I realized how important it is for you to be selfless. Really, for you to make your marriage thrive or to make your relationship work, it is really important. So today I want to talk about what selflessness is, what does it mean to be selfless, and what selflessness is not. So as much as it is important for us to know what selflessness means or entails in relationship, I feel it is equally important for us to know what it does not mean, so that you won't find yourself losing your voice in your relationship or marriage. You won't find yourself not being able to hear your opinion. You won't find yourself sacrificing your happiness, your joy, all in the name of selflessness, because all those things does not equate to selflessness. They are not the same at all. So what is selflessness, or what can we say selflessness entails? So what I have here is, selflessness is an act of expression of love, trying to put the need of your partner above yours, and them doing the same. I'll go over that again. So selflessness is an act of expression of love, trying to put the needs of your partner above yours and them doing the same. See, what makes selflessness easy? What makes selflessness worth it is the fact that you are not the only selfless one in the relationship. Your husband, your partner is also very selfless. So as much as selflessness is you putting the needs of your partner ahead of yours, yes, that is what selflessness is about. Selflessness is not even trying to. Selflessness is more about compromise. So it is you knowing what you need. It is you knowing what you feel is good for you. But then you know that this thing that I've always believed in, this thing that I believe is what I love to do, this thing that I believe is what is best for me as an individual, cannot help my marriage, because that is not what my husband wants, because that is not how to serve my marriage better. So in order for you to be more selfless, and in order for you to make your marriage thrive, you now see, how can I meet the need of my husband? How can I meet the need of my partner? So in that scenario, what you are doing is you are putting the need of your partner over yours. Do you get? I used to say this a lot, that I didn't like to cook. See the word I didn't. See the word I didn't. So I did not like cooking. I didn't like cooking at all. But when I got married, I realized, girl, in fact, it was even before I got married that I started learning, embracing that fact that, see, I need to learn how to cook. I need to be able to cook, because for my partner, one of his major love language, in fact, his primary love language, is the act of service. So he loves it when you do some things for him, when you do things for him. It's just a way of you expressing love to him. He might not ask you for anything, but see, these things that you know I want, just do them for me. So he likes it when you cook for him. He likes it when you randomly just carry his clothes and wash it. Right? He likes it. I remember a day when I cooked for my husband and the meal was so delicious. And my husband said, you know what, send me account details. And he wired me a cool cash, like a huge sum of money. I mean, if I say huge, just trust me. It was a lot, because I feel like, seriously, can I keep cooking this for you every day? I don't mind. You know, because that is who he is. It just feel like, see, you've done what I want. So I want to do what you want. What do you want? Name it, anything. I'm going to do it for you. And it's been so amazing, because I see this bring life to my marriage. And I see the need for me to preach it to you. I see the need for me to enlighten you about it. You know, selflessness is really important. It is you putting the needs of your partner above yours. But them also doing it the same. It is not you just doing that. Selflessness is not when you are the one doing all the sacrifices or making all the sacrifices or you're the only one compromising in your relationship. No, your partner has to do the same. That's the beauty. So I can, you know, just want to cook for my husband. I find delight in cooking for my husband now because he delights in making me happy. He delights in going out of his way to ensure my needs are met. So I feel like if he's doing all that, if this is what he requires of me, so why can't I do it? Do you see? So this is what selflessness is about. It is you trying to meet the needs of your partner, but them also trying to do the same. And another thing is, selflessness is you loving your partner the way they desire to be loved, not the way you think they should be loved. I think I've said this before. If you've been listening to me, you know that this is not the first time I'm saying this. I like saying this. I say this all the time. So you see, selflessness is not you loving your partner the way you think they wanted to be loved, but it is the way they desired to be loved. It is the way they actually want to be loved. They are two different things. So if I go ahead buy my husband gifts every day, it's not like you will not appreciate them, but the truth is, you see, those gifts does not amount or equate to me cooking for him, does not amount or equate to me just, you know, seeing that he wants to get something done and probably he just could not find the time to do it. And I see the need to get that thing done and I could spare time for it. And I went ahead and do it. Act of service does it always for him. Always, all the time. You will see how my husband eats my food and then he's blushing, he's smiling, and then there is this contentment and satisfaction that comes with it. Just me watching him eat, and then I see that he's satisfied, and then he prays for me, baby, thank you, God bless you, I really appreciate. See, that is worth more than $1 million money to me, seriously. That is it gives me so much satisfaction, right? So I've learned over the time that how can I love this man? That is selflessness. So it might not be easy. As a matter of fact, a lot of times it won't be easy because we actually like to think that your love language is also going to be your partner's love language. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that it is easy for you to think that the way you want to be loved is the way your partner would love to be loved as well. Do you get? It is actually possible. So because I love gifts so much, that is my own primary language. I feel like I can always pay people to do stuff for me. I feel like I can always do things myself. I feel like you get, but when you give me gifts, I mean, I go a lot. I just, when I see it, sometimes when you give me gifts, I can just keep it away. I can just be looking at it every day. I'm just praying for you, making declaration over your life as I'm saying it. I'm just praying for you. That is how much I love gifts. Everybody around me knows that. But it would be wrong for me to now think because I love gifts, then my partner will love gifts, or gifts will be his primary language as well. That would be very primary love language now. That would be very wrong. Right, so selflessness is not you loving your partner the way you think they wanted to be loved, but the way they actually want to be loved. They are two different things, right? So learn how your partner wants to be loved, learn their love language. Don't assume, right? That is what selflessness is about. Going all out to know, like going all out to know. You want to know if you're asking them, and sometimes they might not even know. Do you know when I started out with my husband does not even know what love languages are. So I asked him, baby, how do you think you would love to be loved? Or how do you think you want me to love you? What are the things you love? My husband said, well, I don't really know. I love quality time. I love when you hear me, when you listen to me, when I speak. I know it's a man thing. It's like men thing or man's thing. They love you honoring their words. They love you attending to them. They love you listening and acting to their instructions. So he said, I love it when I say you should do something and then you feel I'm worth being obeyed. You feel I'm worth being listened to. That makes so much sense. And then he said, and I'll ask him, okay. And then he said, I love when you cook for me. I love when you randomly do stuff for me. He didn't know that it's act of service, but immediately I picked it. And since I met him, and we've been together for 6 years, almost 6 years now. Till date, we'll be 6 years this year. Till date, it's still the same. The same. Nothing has changed. You know, sometimes your love language change. or changes. But for me, actually, too, my love language has been the same. There was a time that I felt like it changed to act of service. But right now, I feel like, oh, okay, whatever it is I wanted to do, I want to do, I can get someone to do it and I can pay them for their services. Right? So right now, I feel like it's back to love again. I love quality time, but I'm this kind of person that I can get engrossed with my work that I feel like, okay, baby, when we want to talk, we can always create time for it. And when we are ready to talk, we will talk. But it's not like I feel like you should always be around me. We should always, I'm not that kind of person. So gift still, you know, ranked first for me. An act of service is still his own primary love language. So that is what selflessness is about. You try and going all out to know. That is what I'm trying to say. That was why I said everything I said right now. That was why I shared this story with you, so that you will know that you have to go all out. So sometimes they might not even know. But it is because you're selfless. That is why you take up the extra work to actually discover or try to know what their love language is, because that is what selflessness is about. The third thing I have here is selflessness is you. It is a deliberate effort to make your partner happy as long as you are together. See, intentionality is the bedrock of marriage. Trust me. People say communication as well, but it's intentionality. If you want your relationship to work, you got to be intentional about it. So that is why you see the word intentional. So I said it is a deliberate effort, right? Deliberate or intentional effort that you must make to make your partner happy as long as you are together. So every day I'm thinking, how can I make my husband happy today? How can I make him know that, see, I love you. I love you more than I loved you yesterday. Right? So I'm thinking about it. So I'm thinking about what kind of new recipe, what is that new food I can cook that I didn't see coming? Right? Remember the first time I made asharo for my husband? Since we've been together, I've never cooked asharo for him. So we do go out to eat it. But this day, I just said, okay, let me cook asharo for my baby. And I didn't want to cook it the normal way. So I went on YouTube, you know, search for some mad recipe, and I cooked it. Guys, it was damn delicious. When my husband came, you can't believe my husband composed song out of nowhere, and he was dancing, he was singing the song all over the house, he was eating the asaro with so much joy, and I was happy. I was so happy, because it makes me so happy, right? So if he's happy, I'll be happy as well. If you truly love your partner, see, when they are happy, you're happy. The happiness equates your happiness. I don't know when people say they love people and they delight in making them suffer. They delight. That is not love. That is lust. That is wickedness. So that is why I can never understand any form of abuse in a so-called love kind of relationship. It is not love. The moment you realize you are suffering any kind of abuse in your relationship or marriage, you need to run. Because trust me, that cannot be love. When you love someone, when you see them happy, you'll be happy as well. That is why I can be confident that, see, God is intentional about me. God is intentional about seeing that I'm happy. God is intentional about seeing that my needs are met. Because when I'm happy, he's happy too. He loves me that much. Do you see? So that is one of the things that you need to know about being selfless and what selflessness is all about. Then the next thing I want to talk about is selflessness is you giving your partner the balls to be the authentic self around you. Yeah, it is you giving your partner the permission, the confidence, the balls, the guts to be the authentic self when they are around you. Right? Do you know why? It is because when they tell you that this is what they don't like, or this is what they want, or this is what they feel, or they hear their opinion around you, they know you won't use that information against them, but you will use that information to work on yourself so that you can love them better. So they won't be scared to be the authentic self around you. They won't be scared to let you know what they want. They won't be scared to hear their opinion, even though it might cause fights, but they won't be scared. I'm not scared to be myself around my husband, even though I know that, okay, my opinions or suggestion might not really go well with him. And that is one of the things, that's one of the reasons I got married to him. I didn't marry someone that I will say to Z, and then he agrees with everything. So what am I doing with you if my words is always making sense to you? If everything you are saying is always making sense to your partner, you should watch it. Because the man is trying to please you. It's not like everything you are saying is correct. Because no human being on earth can be 100% correct. Right? So even though sometimes when I say this and I hear my opinion, I know that, okay, you will not agree immediately, or you will not accept, or you will not even go well with him. But I still have to tell him, because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Sometimes I will tell him stuff because I just love the way we are going to argue it out. Sometimes our fight can be really crazy and can be fun. Sometimes, trust me, because it's not abusive. It's just funny when I think about the way we even argue sometimes and how we ended everything. I just laugh. I just keep laughing. And if people say, why are you laughing? I just remember something. I'm sorry. But I remember something that is causing me to laugh this hard. That is the beauty of relationship. That is the beauty of marriage. Because have you ever wondered how you stay with someone for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years and you're not tired of them and you look forward to spending every day of your life with them? It's because of these things that we are mentioning. So relationship or marriage doesn't just work, but the intentionality we put into making them work. And one of the intentional acts you can put to work deliberately is selflessness. You want to be selfless. It's going to help you and it's going to go a long way. So this is 16 minutes already. I never expected us to. I was hoping that by 10-15 minutes it should be done, but I'm almost out of here. But I believe you're enjoying the podcast so far, guys. Okay, so the next one I want to talk about is what selflessness is not. So selflessness does not mean you losing yourself. Selflessness doesn't mean you sacrificing your joy, your happiness, sacrificing yourself, just trying to please your partner. That is not what selflessness is. If you are really being selfless and you are in a healthy marriage or relationship, you won't lose yourself. As a matter of fact, you will find yourself. You will see that these things that you are doing now makes you happy than when you are not doing them. Trust me, I can tell you for free. Trust me. So when I go and people say, since you got married, you are just glowing differently. You are radiating. It's not about the cream that I'm using. No. It's about the joy, the peace of mind. Right? And that does not mean I always have my things my way. But it means the ones that I don't even have my ways, they always work out for my good and in my favor. Do you get? So it is not you losing yourself along the line trying to please your partner. No, it does not equate to that, right? So when you realize that you can't air your opinion, when you realize that you're scared, you are doing whatever it is you are doing for your partner out of fear, like, let me do it now before he shouts at me, before he beats me, before he manipulates me, before he does this, then you should watch it. That is not love and that is not selflessness, right? The next one I have here is that it does not mean not hearing your opinion. It doesn't mean not hearing your opinion. So if you get to a point in your marriage or relationship that you can't hear your opinion because you don't even know how he's going to take it, you don't want trouble. Do you get? Say, well, please, I beg, I'm not ready to talk, because if I talk now, nawala, that is not healthy enough. Right, so it doesn't mean you not hearing your opinion. See, sometimes when somebody asks me to do something, I'll still hear my opinion, even though I might later do it. I'll say, baby, this is how I'm feeling right now. I'm sorry, I might not be able to do it right now. Right, it is not that, okay, baby, I want to eat inyo now, and then I'm shaking to go and cook it because I know if I don't, I'm in trouble. No, that is not selflessness. It's the fact that I say, baby, I want to eat inyo, and I say, baby, I'm tired tonight. Can we do pando tomorrow? Right, that is me hearing my opinion in love, and it's okay, fine, no problem. I'll just go out and get us something tonight, just rest, don't worry, don't bother yourself tomorrow, just do me the honor of making my pando for me. And I was like, good, that is my husband. Do you get? Okay, guys, you guys are loving this gift so much. I know, I can sense it, because I'm loving it myself. And last but not the least is that, see, selflessness does not equate to mental abuse, does not equate to any form of abuse at all. In fact, it's not mental alone. So when you see that your partner talks down at you just because you try to please them all the time, so you are literally losing your self-worth to them. So they know that, see, my wife is a mumu, and I ask her to do this, she will do it. This guy, this babe does not know anything, Jerry. If I ask her, and then you realize that you are losing your self-worth, and you realize that you are being mentally abused. That is not selflessness. It is what it is. It is abuse. Right? So you need to run. That is not selflessness. You need to watch it. Right? That being said, I want to quickly talk about how you can practice selflessness. And funniest thing is that I only have one point for you under that. How can you practice selflessness? It is by communication. Communication. You see, everything I've discussed now is because I had active, and I still do have active communication with my partner to know the things that he wants and to let him know how I feel as well. Remember, communication is a two-way thing. You don't just talk, you listen as well. So it involves active listening. So as much as your partner is communicating or speaking to you about what they want, you listen as well. You listen to hear what they really want, right? And then when you listen, you ensure that you also communicate back. You let them know what you want as well, because it's not a one-man thing. If you keep being the selfless one, you get tired, and then you just find a relationship or marriage boring. And that is not what I desire for you. That is not what I desire for anybody. So what you want to do is, you want to communicate, engage in active communication. Let's ask them, how do you want me to love you? Okay, as much as they are communicating and they are speaking and you're listening attentively, you want to speak to them as well, that this is how I love to be loved too. Do you know my primary love language is this? Baby, this is Valentine. Do you know this is what I want for Valentine? See, be that vocal. Me, I can be so desperate with my husband. This is not my husband. We were having a discussion, I think 3 days ago, and he was saying, if you cannot be desperate in marriage, when else will you be desperate? He said, you are married, for crying out loud. I said, okay. I didn't see what I was doing as not being desperate enough, but he was quick to pick it, and he corrected me. So what I'm saying is, see, be free. Learn how to communicate with your partner. Learn how to listen to them so that you can know what they want. It is when you know what they want, then you will be willing to go the extra mile to do what they want. And that is selflessness. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me. I do not take it for granted. Until I come your way again next Thursday, stay blessed and stay safe. I love you. Bye.